chametz, or no chametz because of the chametz, meaning that the iser not be responsible for the leavening, and number two, you need to have less than you need to have more than mea heter keneged the iser. So Rashi comments, and I'm going to have somebody else read in a second. I just want to read through the Gemara one more time, and thank you for the correction. It's Rav Dimi, not Rabibi. I wasn't looking at the Gemara when I commented, but Abaye is there. Yosef Rav Dimi v'karmel al hashmaitza. So Rav Dimi was sitting there, and he repeated over hashmaitza, the Shmua. What is hashmaitza? So Rashi, right now, remember what we've seen so far. We saw a discussion about Shishim Umeya and learning from Zerah B'Sheila. That was number one. Number two, we had the Brisa of Zeo Heter Abba Mechlal Isser, and then Abaye, Rava, and Ravina. And now we get to stage three. So what was the Hashmaitza? So as we pointed out when we read the Gemara the first time, it cannot possibly be the discussion of Rav and Abaye and Ravina because... That would assume Nevuah. Right. Okay? And while we do believe in prophecy, we generally believe it ceased near the end of the Baal Sheni, and we certainly don't assume the Gemara was written by Nevuah, even if Rashi did have Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so... Rashi writes on Hashmaitza... He writes the Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, it's not that Rashi is saying such a big chiddush, but Rashi was sensitive to this when he read the Gemara. So he tells you, go back to Tzadi Chesam and Aleph. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak is the one is the middle of the, is the discussion is the one who's discussing with whoever initially quoted that Rav Chanina or Chibar Abba. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak said to Rabbi Chibar Abba, really there are those who disagree with you, and Rashi presumably attributes to Shnei and Lolam Dua to him, and therefore it's not going back on the previous, on an immediately preceding sugya, it goes back to the much earlier sugya. Fine. Now, what does he say here? B'chol Isur in Shebetar B'meya. Is it true that the standard, the criteria for being Mevatel and Isur through Tam is 100, and we always require Meya for any Isur to be Batel because there might be Tam? Is that really true? But the Mishnah says, "Lema amru kol hamechametz metabum damei lahachmir minu mino lahakel lahachmir mishen mino." They don't tell us the in-between part, but the katani seifa lahakel lahachmir mishen mino ketsad grisin shenisbashlem hadashim im yeshba mino sentam bein yeshbam halas bemei veyachad bein ein them halas bemei veyachad osur ein mino sentam bein yeshbam halas bemei veyachad bein ein lahem halas bemei veyachad muter. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to min b'sheinu mino, it makes absolutely no difference whether or not you have mea, whether you have mea v'yachad, whether you don't have mea v'yachad, it goes basar tam. If you can taste it, it's asar. If you can't taste it, it's mutter. Now, what is the problem that the Gemara has with this? What is the Gemara's question? What does this prove? That you can have less than mea and still there's no tam. Because if the Mishnah said... Now, here's the part not to get confused over. There are two shiurim of mea. You're telling me 100 is 100. What's the difference? You know, at speed, if anything short of the speed of light, 100 remains 100, right? Something like that, right? What else is 100, not 100? So what do I mean by the two shiurim of mea? So what are the two shiurim of mea? No, I don't mean
whether
that.
It's included in the 100 or when it's...
No, that's what Alec is saying. In general, two... Mikol chalbawas mik d'shel mimenu. In other words, there's the mea of the Mishnayis and Trumos have nothing to do with Tam. They're always by mimimino, and they have to do whether Daraisa, the Rabbanon, or Sum, the Rabbanon. They have somehow are tied to the fact that Maser, Minamaser, is 1/100th of the original amount. Okay, Masim and Amasir is 1/100th of the original amount. Yeah, well, once you leave, separate the Truma, it is, yes. So the bottom line is that if the Trumas Masir were to fall back into the Hulin before you separated, the Teva before you separated the Masir Rishon, it would Aser that. So that has nothing to do with Tam. The Meya in our sugya up until now, the Shishim Meya, has everything to do with Tam. There's nothing. It's not a ritual shear. It's a physical shear. Okay, it might be an estimation. You know, it might be a fail safe, you know, or firewall for, you know, to prevent any potential Tam. But it has to do with Tam.
And the Tana and the Amora who said, you know, Kali Surin Shabbatara Bimeya, Kali Surin Shabbatara Bimeya means that whenever you're Mishayer, any Isser that falls in, you must use Meya. Because less than that, there might be Tam. So what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that if you cannot taste the Mechametz by Mimishay Nomino, whether or not you have Meya Ve'echad, meaning whether or not you have Meya Levatel Isser, doesn't make a difference, it's still Mutter. So that raises a very basic question here. But you always need Meya in order to be Mevatel Nisser Mimishay Nomino, because the Amora, whoever it was, said, Kol Isur Shibatara B'Meya. And the Mishnah, speaking about Truma specifically, by Mimishay Nomino, says, oh, could be, if you don't taste it, you don't even need Meya. That's the Gemara's question. Even though it's not, the Mishnah says you don't need Meya, why? Because it's Mimishay Nomino, and the requirement of Meya is only by Mimimino. Meaning the requirement of Meya for Bittul, the way you termed it, is only by Mimimino. Derech Agav, you see that you don't need Meya to be Mevato Mimishay Nomino. You don't have to use that as a automatic shear, because the Mishnah says that if there's no Saint Tam, it's Mutter even though there's less than Meya. Okay? Now, two issues I want to deal with. One is how the Gemara answers this question, but I want to wait on that a second. But the first is the comments that Rashi makes here. When Rashi says, Ein bohem beno sein tam, can I get someone who would like to read this Rashi? And this is the preoccupation of the first Tosfos. Who would like to read Rashi for me, who has not been reading? I still see the same hands. Alec, go ahead. Ein bohem beno sein tam.
Ein bohem beno sein tam. Hapavi she'ein kan heter kdei levatel mutter. So even though that there isn't enough heter, presumably kuf, to be levatel the eser, is mutter. Dechi ba'in an echad umeya.
Echad umeya.
Echad. Right.
When do we require echad umeya?
So when do we require echad umeya? Echad de eser ve'enek. That this is only when the Isser is the end. It's full. It's extended. It's mamash.
Extend.
Mamash.
You don't put in those words. Rashi doesn't. Whenever the Isser is be'en, it still exists. Okay? It might be the same thing as mamashas. Kigon, maybe not. Kigon?
Kigon, chitim bechitim. O kol davar, shelo nizbasha.
Okay?
So, which would be
lach b'lach, wouldn't it? Yes. Or called over shalom yavash v'yavash. Okay.
Right.
Well,
possibly.
Possibly. That's yavah. He means
yavash v'yavash.
Aval.
Aval de leis abeinei lo bayin anachod uvein. So that if it's not be'en, so that if the yisur is absorbed somehow, then you do not require 101 connect.
Arei lahakel.
Arei lahakel. Aval mina umino leolam lahakel. But if it's mina umino, then you always need 101, even if there would have been noticing his tongue had it been mina shenu.
Okay.
Am I reading too much into Rashi?
What's the last thing that you said?
That it says aval mina umino leolam lahakel, that you need kuf kineged the iser, even if there had not been any noticing his tongue.
Okay. Now, I want to. So, what is Rashi? What is the Gemara's case of Mimbishay Nomina? What is Rashi doing here, firstly? What is he explaining? What's that? Now, I understand. What is bothering Rashi? I mean, what question is he trying to address, Yehuda?
What does it mean when the Mishnah says, Bain, Kof, Bain, Lo, Kof? According to the community, you think. What do you mean? Of course, you need a shear. Why is it that?
Okay, so you could say, why is it that we distinguish between Mimimino and Mimbishay Nomino? Now, what was the Mishnah's example of Mimbishay Nomino? Grisin Shenizvash Lama Adashim. So,
Rashi says, what's the difference between these two cases? He says one of them is be'en, one of them is not be'en. And the question is, why? Notice he says the difference is that when the Isser is be'en, you require a shear. When the Isser is not be'en, you don't require an absolute shear of kedei levatlo. Jeremy?
Oh, we know from our original Mishnah that if you're makir the Isser, then you're more machmir. So that might be the issue here, is that if it's be'en, you're makir it, and therefore you'd be required to separate.
But why are you makir it? How are you makir it?
If it's be'en, it's a piece of whatever it might be.
No, but do you, then you remove it.
Then
that's not Daroves.
Oh, he's not saying
it would be Batel. If you're Makir, of course you have to remove it. That's not a Daroves anymore. If you recognize the piece, whether it's Mimimino, Mimishino, Mino, of course you have to remove it.
Yes, you can't.
Why can't you remove it? Then you're not Makir it anymore. Why couldn't you remove it?
Didn't we make a case where you could be Makir and you couldn't remove?
Really?
Like flower and flower?
No, because I don't think you can be makir flower and flower.
What if one of them is whole wheat and one of them is white?
It would be impossible to sift out every grain, wouldn't it?
I know, we couldn't sift it out.
I mean, if you did, how would you know which one is which?
He's saying that, no, because now you're talking about perhaps an imbishe nomino. In the sense, in other words, the flower parts that are shel iser is really mimimino. The bran, you know, you're assuming you know that all the bran, right? And presumably there should be a way of removing that. You can remove the bran. That's why you sift it, some type of sieves, and to remove the bran. So the bran part, in fact, is removed. You have to remove it. We won't allow it to remain there. The flower part's indistinguishable. So the question is, what does Rashi mean? Why does he assume? What's the difference? Why in one case do we say it's be'en and in the other case it's not? The Mishnah says grisin shenisbashlum hadashim. What does that mean? You cook them in the same pot. The pashtus is become all mush, one big mush. You can't tell the difference. And let's assume, obviously, you had a rove of whichever is the chulin. But it's all mixed together, and it's mixed together in the sense that it's, you know, the word is dissolved, but, you know, in a chulin, typically, at least my experience is the beans and the barley are still omid be'en, right? But I guess if you cooked it long enough, they'll eventually turn into mush, okay? So that's what I assume. Grisin shen espashel madashim is not that the grisin shel truma, if that's the truma part, is still extant, because then you should be able to pull it out. I don't think we would say that it's mutter, because anytime you take it on your spoon and say, that's a gris, no one's going to tell you that that's mutter to eat. We would require you to push it aside. So my assumption is that it really blended together. That's what I would have said.
So what's
be'en?
So that's why Tosos jumped up and down on Rashi, and he says, take a look at Tosos. Aimba bedon sein tam from an afa pishem hilkas ne mutter. Read Tosos, Alec. Second Tosis from the bottom.
So that even though there's not hector connector to do with it, it's mutter. So when do we require 101? I knew hecha de iser be'en. That's when there's still an extant iser.
Correct.
Aval hacha de leisa be'en. But if the iser is somehow mushed up or dissolved, lo ba'inan me'a ve'echad. We do not require 101. Alma, we see from this, sarach loma le'perusho, that according to Rashi's explanation of this, dehacha mairi kigon shehasir ha'grisin mitoch ha'adashim.
Shehasir ha'grisin mitoch ha'adashim. He removed the grisin from the adashim. The E. If it were impossible,
we have the
name on the side.
Or at least in the old Gemaras, and you probably have it.
See,
the truth is the Ozvahadar is annoying in that sense, because these are emendations that are much more useful if they're printed right in the margin. So they didn't always think what they did, because anything that was already in the Vilna Shas certainly is an improvement if you just leave it where it is. But hey, what can you do?
All right. Anyway, so the e'efshar la'asiram.
The e'efshar la'asiram.
She'ena makiran. Is it because you don't recognize them?
Right. The hecha.
The
Ika. That's what Tosfos says. Does Rashi hold that way? Is that what Rashi said?
It's not clear.
So here is an unbelievable, I think an unbelievable yisod that Rashi has said, and I think I pointed this out. And it has ramifications in other areas as well. Rashi doesn't say that you have to remove the grisim, have to remove the grisim from the Hashem. Rashi says that when you have a tarobis of min b'mino, the isser is still omed be'en. You know why? Because before you had 60 ounces of meat that tasted like meat, and now you have 61 ounces of meat that tastes like meat. The Isser is still omid be'en. Why is it batel? Because you can't identify and you can't recognize it, and you don't know when you're eating it, and there's so much around it that it's as if it's not there. But mamasho shel Isser is still there. It's still be'en. It's still be'en. It didn't disappear. Why would you think that it disappeared? You had 60 pieces of heter. Do you say that the pieces of heter are not be'en? Here we go. I'm going to put beans into this porridge, okay? And let's assume that they, let's say I have one bean, which is truma, and 60 beans, which are hulin. I drop one, two, three. Can you identify?
Well, it's one in 60. Truma is
yes, yeah, I'm talking about mimimino.
But truma is one in 100.
100, I'm sorry, 100, okay? I take these, now, can you identify where the heter bean is? Or the heter beans? No. You can't tell the difference. We're following, in effect, the rove, or in this case, a requirement demand. But the bottom line is, the Isser is every much extant, the one bean of Isser is every much extant as any other bean. All beans were created equal. Or all beans are equal now. However, that's right. Some are equal than others. That's correct. However, what if I had one lentil that falls into my 100 beans? Now, if they weren't cooked together, I'm saying this on purpose, and they didn't blend together, and they didn't turn to mush together, so the answer is, it's still be'en. In fact, you can't eat it. And if you can't be makirit, it might be batel. It would be batel, theoretically. What's that? Correct. No, okay, but let's assume, the truth is, if they're not blended together even, it depends how you define lach balach, but you either require shishim or robe or something like that, but whatever it would be, the isser would still be be'en. Whatever we require halachic of the isser is be'en. But if I take the isser and I cook it with the heter, and the isser happens to be min b'she'en amino, so is the isser still extant? Well, the truth is, no. Because even though I have more volume than I used to have, I can't taste the Isser anymore. I can't see it. I can't taste it.
How is that different from before it was Nisbashel?
Before it was Nisbashel, it's omid b'fnei atzmo. It's there. You may not be able to see it, but if you were to look for it, you could find it, really, if you wanted to.
I mean, theoretically, you could sift through all the cooked beans, unless you cook.
No. So that's why I said it dissolved. I said everything became a mush, a porridge. When the beans are still omer from the atzman, I don't think we would say this bittel. We wouldn't say it's bittel. You'd have to, I mean, it wouldn't even be picking through because you'd see them mixed together. You'd see as you eat the isser. Yeah.
Right, so when Rashi says, he's specifically talking about a case where.
It could even be mimishe nomino.
But it has to be like cooked to the extent where it's all like mushed up. Is it, like, when Rashi says that, he's not saying, you boil a bunch of vegetables and you still identify, like,
correct. Well, because the point is, you think about it. In your chulent, would you say that the beans are batel and the chulent is ridiculous? You can pull them out one by one. The barley, you can see the barley. It's not bittel. That's not a taroves. So by min b'shein omino, Rashi says, either by min b'mino,
He says that who kigon chitim mechitin? Oh, kol davar shalom is basha. That would be even a mibishenu mino chitim mesorim. But if you didn't cook them together, means that they didn't blend together into one big mush, where you can know where it's simply impossible to identify, and you can't taste the she'en amino, right? It means it stood separate. So that's what Rashi says, that if you can either be makir the iser on some level by, you know, picking through it, or if you can taste it, and by mid amino you can always taste it. You don't know when you're tasting it, as you can't be makir, but you can taste it. It's tam, is it batel? You're tasting it whenever you eat it. You're tasting the iser. Therefore, that's called be'en. And there you require mea in order to be mevatel it, let's say by truma. However, by min b'she'en amino, when it's dissolved, when it's no longer discrete, when it's all mushed, blended, completely beyond recognition, and you can't taste the iser anymore, that's not called be'en anymore. That's what I think Rashi says. I don't think Tosas understood Rashi correctly. I don't think Rashi did not mean that you remove the grisim from the adashim. The Mishnah says grisim sinish basulim hadashim. What do you think it means? They put the grease in a bag, they put them together, and then they pulled up, and they're going to pull it apart? I don't think so. I think it means sinish basulim hadashim means you cook them and cook them and cook them. You know, you overchillented them. That's what Rashi. That's what the Mishnah means. Why is this so important? So this goes back to a question that I raised at the beginning of the year, a very basic yisod about bittul min bimino and shitas Rabbi Yehuda. As I'm discovering it, and unfortunately this doesn't seem to be any centralized clearinghouse for this question, there's a very basic question that I mention, and the Rishonim grapple with in all sorts of different places. Tosfos has this in Menachos, the Tosfos that I didn't really do in Shir and didn't tell you they had to do, was the one in brackets, on, I think, Chabez or Gimel Amud Beis, that very long Tosfos, and the Rashba has an Arichos on it right on this Sogya. It's that's the sugi in Menachos. The very basic question is the following: the Gemara asserts that Rabbi Yehuda holds min bimino is never batel. So the question is, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with all the Mishnayos in Trumos and in Orla that speak about Truma being betela b'meya and Orla and Kilay Akarim being betela b'masayim? And nowhere is Rabbi Yehuda mentioned. And in fact, not only that, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos where Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ma'alanas hameduma. Now, the din of Meya and Masayim by DC Surim is only by Mandamino, as the Mishnah here makes clear. So Rabbi Yehuda then can't hold to this whole Meya Masayim. So why didn't he pipe up anywhere and say something if he really held that Mandamino is not Batel? And even in Tim Salomar that you want to say like me, you want to say the Chakira Sheteretz, that Rabbi Yehuda really doesn't. That's just the way. I mean, aside from the Gemara, one sugi explains Rabbi Yehuda that way, but really, maybe Pshat is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold as a generic klal. That's very nice, but there's only one problem. What are Rav and Shmuel going to say? Rav and Shmuel both say the Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah min b'mino b'mashahu, min b'sheino mino b'no sentam. What are Rav and Shmuel going to do? So the Rishonim grapple with this. So the Rashba writes here something really interesting, and this explains the whole notion of why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Bittul Min Bimino. The Rashba says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as the Isser is Be'en, it can't be Batel. How is the Isser Be'en? Well, exactly, by Min Bimino, when I mix one thing of whatever, and I mix it all up, the Isser is still Be'en, I don't know where it is, but I have it. But within this taroves, the taroves is not mutter because there's no bittel. The taroves has iser in it. The Rashba says Rabbi Yehuda would not hold that mindami has been a mindamino in two circumstances: by yavesh biyavesh, and by tam. In other words, according to the Rashba, and there may be other problems with this, but according to the Rashba, if I take a carrot which is usser and a carrot which is mutter, and I cook them together in the same pot, but I mark a little X on the carrots, that's Aser. And the carrots impart flavor to one another. And now I pull out the carrot shell Iser, and it's still whole. Rabbi Yehuda would say that the carrot shell Heter is subject to the rules, it's theoretically but, it can be mutter, and we don't say that the carrot shell Iser Aser's b'mashehu. Why? Because the Iser is not be'en. I mean, not be'en, at least in terms of being inside the Heter. Why? Now, what if a woman Mishay Nomino for Rabbi Yehuda? What if the two got mixed together, Grisim and Adashim? What would Rabbi Yehuda say then? Of course he would say it's Batel. Why isn't the Isser Be'en? Exactly for what Rashi explained. Because when you deal with Min Bimino and you have a Taroves,
even without cooking them together, in fact, leave out the cooking part, the Isser is still Omei Be'en. Why? Even if you do cook them together, you know why? Because you can still taste the Isser. You may not know when you're tasting the Isser, but you know that you are tasting the Isser at some point. When it's been B'Shein Omino, the Isser isn't Be'en anymore, because you can't see it, you can't distinguish it, and you can't taste it either. Now, the only question you'll ask me, and it's really not...
cooking?
Either way, the truth is, by Min Mimino, it doesn't really matter whether you cook it or not. Because Min She'en Omino, if you don't cook it, it remains separate. So presumably everybody would hold that it's Aser. Right? Because the Isser is Omid Ben. And we wouldn't even have Amina to say that it's not that it's Batel. You have to explain, of course, for Rabbi Yehuda, then why is Yavesh B'Yavesh Mutter? That's not our topic right now. Why is Yavesh B'Yavesh Mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because clearly the Isser is Be'en. There's no shayla about that. Right? You have two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser is certainly Be'en. There's no doubt about that. But why he holds it? But they're a different consideration. Maybe Mitzat Safek and not Midin Vittel, whatever. That's not the discussion right now. But the Rashba claims that the whole Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is very much in tune with what, he doesn't quote this Rashi, but very much in tune with what Rashi says. That by Mim Mimino, the Isser is always Be'en. It might be Batel, but it's always Be'en. Rabbi Yehuda holds that whenever this Isser is Be'en, there's no Bittel. The Chachamim hold that when the Isser is Be'en, there can be Bittel, but the Shear is sometimes bigger in some cases than in other cases. Ben?
If I cook one lentil into a pot full of lentils, and I cook one lentil into a pot full of beans, and they both of them, it's mushed up and gone.
Right.
Why is it more butter in one than the other?
Because in one you can't ever taste it, in the other one you taste it.
Why do you never taste it in one?
Taste it in the lentils. You don't know when you're tasting it, but it tastes like the food
and
you
why
eat.
Why don't you taste it in the beans?
Because you can't taste one. It's not the taste buds can't find it. What's that?
It's butter. Mitzat tam. It's butter.
Correct.
It gets mixed into all the others. So. That why wouldn't it be true with bean vimino? It's still batel and flavor to all the others. It just happens to have the same flavor.
So, but then it's not batel. The point is, my question is, when you tasted...
Are you tasting that one or are you tasting all the other lentils?
Ben, yeah. When you tasted, when you ate 101 lentils, you tasted 101 lentils. When you ate 100 lentils and one bean, you tasted 101 lentils. Never had a bean. I agree, you can't be makir the lentil in the 100 lentils, but you taste it because its taste doesn't disappear. It's tasted, you just don't know when you get to it. In the bean, the bean.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever it is, right. But a bean in the lentils, you never taste the bean. And therefore, since you can't identify because it's all mushed up, it's not nikar at all, and you never taste it, so that is, the Isser is no longer in the world. It has disappeared, at least metaphysically. Yes, Josh.
I like Ben's question, which is why when I originally thought...
I don't, but yeah.
I don't know, so it's why when I originally read this Rashi and thought similarly to what we're explaining, that it wasn't because you never know when, like, maybe this is the spoonful when you're eating the Aser lentil, but it, like, maybe there's no nafkamina in it, but it doesn't stem from that as much as stem from the end means that there is some aspect to the Isser that still stands within what you're eating. That it's not a matter of statistics, it's just a matter of
That's what I'm saying, no?
But whenever you, yeah, like, you qualify by saying why, because you never know which spoonful is the Aser lentil you're eating.
No. That's not why it's not Ben. That's why it's Be'en. It's Be'en because you know that it's because you taste the Aser lentil. You may not be able to identify when you did it, but you know when you eat the 101 lentils, one of the 101 lentils that you just ate is Shel Iser. When it's a one bean in 100 lentils, you never eat a bean. You never taste a bean. You don't know that you ate a bean. You ate, as far as you're concerned, 101 lentils and zero beans.
But then in the case of lentils, you're eating
101 lentils
that are completely mutzer.
No. So listen, if you hold, again, the Isser is Be'en. If you say bittel, then it's all mutter. If you don't say bittel because the Isser is Be'en, that's Rabbi Yehuda, then it's all Isser, because at some point you're going to eat the Isser and you're going to taste the Isser, even if you can't identify discreetly at what point that is. It doesn't matter. That's the whole point. The whole point is that even though you're not makir it, because you do taste it, you just don't know when. Whereas in the case of the bean, not only do you not know when you're eating the atoms, you know, or the molecules or the particles that make up the bean, but you also never taste it. Okay, and so I thought that's what Rashi meant, and that's very much what the Rashba says for Rabbi Yehuda. Again, all what the Rashba and Rashi would agree with is that by Mimamino, the Isser is still Be'en. The question is, what are the implications of that? So Rashi here is assuming it's Batel, in accordance with the Chacham, and the Rashba is explaining that within Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? There are problems. It doesn't answer all the kashas in Rabbi Yehuda, but it answers some of them at least. It helps with some of them. It helps at least Af Ma'al and Asam Aduma. That one will help. Will provide us with an out. Okay, fine. So that's the point number one. So you can finish Tosas. So Tosas says what? V'yesh lomar. Not because it's considered be'en the way Rashi said. Dafilu.
Dafilu hasir acharechem. So that the Isser fell in and you cooked it together and then, but you didn't cook
it. In this case, the Seor fell in, even though you left it in. Right. And it was machmitz. Dafilu hasir acharechem haseor ve'inan me'avecha levatel. Aval
shelo b'mino lo ba'ina.
Okay, so Tosa says it doesn't make a difference whether you remove the Isser or not. That's what we would have expected, right? That's the way we would expect it, because that's the way we paskin. I don't think we paskin of any of this distinction between whether you remove the Isser or not. We still use shishim, and shishim is enough, even if the mamashas of the Isser falls in, right, and it dissolves and distributes. We don't assume that we can't rely upon tam. We assume that if there's no tam, it's batel. Yes, that's what this Gemara is talking about.
Right.
So if it's Mechamed, but that's just a way of being no Saint Tom. It's not a flavor. You don't taste the barley. You taste the effects of the barley in the wheat, or the wheat in the wheat.
This is barley?
You can have either case. You can either have Seor Shel Seorim B'Yisra Shochitim or Seor Shochitim B'Yisra Shochitim. Yeah, both cases in the Mishnah. The starter dough, the yeast, could either be barley or could be wheat. You're talking about a wheat dough right here, so it's either mimimino or mishanimino. So the point is, you don't taste barley or the original wheat, you just taste the effects of it. That's what's called a davar maimin. That's a din the rabbanon. It's not real tam, but mid the rabbanon, it's tam.
When Tosfos says here that for mishanimino, you mean
stam. What's that?
He says,
I feel you didn't finish reading. Venire.
Venire. The end of tzarat lichos. That you don't have to stretch it so far, push it so far. The she'eno mino bata b'shishim. What is that to show with this?
Oh, so the first comment of Tosus is.
The first teretz of Tosus.
The first. Well.
It's
right.
Terrorism.
Yes. So the first thing Tosfos says
is that maybe you took it out.
1 second. Well, I think he's saying this within Rashi.
Right.
He's trying to re-explain Rashi.
He's
re-explaining Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean dafka min bimino. There's Rashi chooses min bimino because there
min bimino is a simon to the end, right?
No, one second. I'm already preoccupied with Tosas' answer. His own answer. First, read the end of Tosas. So Nira.
But even if the Isser is still omeid ba'an, kevan de'enamak.
1 second. Did we read the kasha? No. Go back and read the kasha. That's why I'm ready. That's why I'm jumping to Tosa's answer.
Did we read it?
No.
The kasha lepirusho. Amay nakan reisha seor shel kitim shenafal lezoch isha shel kitim. So if according to Rashi that
if Rashi is correct that there's a fundamental difference between Mimbimino
and
Mimbashan, that there's no that no, if Rashi is correct that you have to that the requirement of meya is there regardless of mimimina or mishayamina. It all depends on whether the isser is ban or not. Right. So why does the Mishnah in the first case, if that's the distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa, why does Rashi, why does this Mishnah have to give you a case of literally min bebino of sor shel chitim be'isa shel chitim, just say sor shel sorim be'isa shel chitim and don't remove it. And it's the same thing. So that's what Tosa says. That right. Again, the kasha, Tosis gives an answer why Rashi could say v'yishlomar. Again, I think it's a mistaken reading of Rashi, but if that's the way you read Rashi, you could say v'yishlomar. So you're right that for the case where it remained in there, there wouldn't be a difference. But there would be a difference if you removed it. And therefore, the Mishnah gave the example of min bimino. Because in that case, under all circumstances of min bimino, you are required to have bitul atam and meya. Whereas if you were to give an example on the Reisha, it's more confusing because if you give a min b'shein amino case where you didn't remove it, but if you did remove it, the din would be different, and therefore they don't want to do it that way. All right, then, yeah. One second. Are you?
If you're removing the iser, then it's not nosin tamim.
What exactly are you doing about it? Why do you mean
mea, then in
domino,
if you're removing the
iser,
and it's not a case of nosin tamim?
Oh, because according to Tosfos, you do effectively. In other words, once you have. We work. I think Tosis is assuming you work with this idea that if you had, let's say, one saw fell into 15 saw, even though you somehow reached in and removed it, it might have transferred all that time, even though it's mimimino, and it wouldn't be bato. Since we require midrabanan at least shishim kadei levatel. Let's say we had a case. Take the following case, lemaisa. But I think if you project backwards, because that's I think the way Tosis is working. If I have a case, what's the din if a kazayas of meat, of treif meat, falls into 30 kazayasim of kosher meat, and then I pull the kazayas of treif meat out after cooked together? So what's the din?
Oh.
Why? Because you assume that all the time of that kazayas might have gone out. What happens if it's a min domino case?
I mean, isn't this Hanan, potentially?
Can you get even if it's sweet?
Well, no, I know you can if you stay, but what if you removed it? There's obviously a case of pork and meat. Now I give you a case where it's beef and beef, right? Meat and meat. So the din is, we assume it's still lost. So we machmir like it's the min b'shein amino. So that's, I think, what Tosa says here,
is that if
the saor itself were more than, in other words, you may be able to pull out the starter dough afterwards, but if the saor itself was more than 1/100th of the entire dough, even though you removed it, it would still be usher, because we're going to act as if there's a transfer. You need to be mevatel the shear as well, as if all the tam got out for those purposes, even though it's not really. In other words, you're not being mevatel. See, there are two things you're being worried, two kinds of tam you're worried about here. There's the tam of chimutz, which is a very easy sign. Just look at it. Did it rise or not? And then there's the tam, the example I gave before. One piece of meat falls into 30 pieces of meat, and you pulled the treif meat out. We know it's not real tam because it all tastes the same, but still.
I understand, but
so that's what Tosa
says. You were explaining the Mishnah says if it's no same tam, then whether the ratio is 100 or not, it doesn't matter if it's no same tam.
Right.
And if it's not no same tam, it doesn't matter the ratio. Right.
Yes, no. But Tosa here is actually talking about the ratio, not the seifa.
He's talking about. Min
correct, which is the ratio of the Mishnah.
The
ratio says something else. The ratio says whether you need both Meya and Vitala Tam.
And it to be not Nosim Tam.
Correct.
So it's not a case of one piece falling into 30 pieces. If it's not Nosim Tam, if it's one piece, it doesn't matter the ratio.
No. But the way you gauge the Nosim Tam they're talking about there is only the Chimas. It's not talking about the Nosim Tam of one piece of meat falls into 30 pieces of meat and you take the piece out. That Nosim Tam, the Mishnah Tosus claims, is not absolving you of. In other words, you still need Meya, because you have to, in effect, be Mevatel, the theoretical Tam, the wheat Tam, not the yeast Tam. You have a sor shel isa, a sor shel chitin has two aspects to it. It's wheat, it's like regular wheat stuff, in addition it's got all this bacteria in it. So when the Mishnah says that you need mea and you need that it shouldn't be no same time, when we say it shouldn't be no same time, it means the bacteria didn't do their work. When we say you need mea, Tosis would say that's to be mevatel the time of the wheat. I know there's no real time transfer, but that's what Tosis is saying.
We would say that about every case of food.
I think so. I think that's a standard assumption by Mimimino.
It falls into another into a pot of meat and it's cooking with it.
And then you
we
pull that.
We assume that the flavor is transferred into the other pieces of meat.
Correct.
But if
and if you even though you pull the trace meat out, it's still lasser. You still need shishim.
Right, but if a
even though it's Mimimino because they were kavashir.
If not cooking together, then we wouldn't assume that the.
I you know what we're talking about here. We're talking about a piece of dough that through its exchange of bacteria, and some exchange took place, might have transferred time.
Then I would from the chametz, which is metava, which has nothing to do with bacteria.
Well, metava was a general problem. Well, don't metava creates its own problem. I mean, well, metava is just a different mechanism. Metava creates its own problems, and we really couldn't deal with metava. So, you know, you're really down on Tosis, huh?
Where's the flavor transfer?
Dough
is really a discrete unit.
No, but the sour is made out of the same material.
Unless Tosis means that if you baked it together and then you can remove this, I mean, if that's really possible, if you can identify the part where
after
the sour was.
Rose,
you know, you put that.
It's separate?
I don't know how they. I assume when you use. Anybody here make bread with starter dough?
Well, you mix it in.
You mix it in, yeah.
Starter dough back into masa.
I don't want to know about yeast. Yeast is not chametz, right?
Right.
Starter dough is chametz. Okay.
You don't usually sit
you
on
mix
the
it,
side.
You don't sit on the
and
side.
Then you can create a new one out of
it.
That.
So how does Tosus think? So why, if he really could remove it, why should it be usher? It's not a very good answer. So v'nerei dein tzarach lit kokain. Okay. So your question is better than Tosus's answer. I agree. Okay.
Unless this is talking about a case of grayson and
spatula. No, it's not. He's just talking about a very specific case of bread and sour. You can't. He's not talking about adashim and.
We can't say that the sour is talking about a different.
No. He says what he's talking about. Sour. V'nerei dein tzarach lit kokain. So now the real answer is. You don't have to be dochek. The she'eno mino bata b'shishim kishari suma filu isa surveina. Rashi's wrong. Kevan de'ino makiro. Uvamina has nothing to do with that. It would be batel normally. It could be batel b'shishim if you don't recognize it. Uvamina hu de be'inon. In other words, by she'eno mino, shishim is like batel the tam. That's enough. Now, uvamina hu de be'inon me'e ve'achad. Why?
What? I'm sorry, that you sort of ba'en, I mean it's ba'en, but you're not
makir
it, and now is no tam. So how is it ba'en?
It's ba'en only because Rashi calls it ba'en. And it's ba'en because it's not tam, it's mamashus. They got mixed in.
Even Rashi at that point would say that it's...
No, I said that's what Rashi meant. That's not how meant. That's not how Tosis understood Rashi.
Okay, fine.
Right? I don't think Rashi says what Tosis accuses him of saying. Okay. So, but he says, Tosfos says at that point it doesn't matter that this has been, it makes no difference, it's b'shishim. Uvabina hu debina mea ve'echad, doha didarshina misifres, mikdashom imenu shenaf ala socho, harei makadsho, b'mino ksif. That's what the Sifrei talks about there. It's exeris akasav by mimimino. In other words, it's exeris akasav that, even though it's only drabanan, it's an asmachta where you took out the dough, you took out from the produce and it fell right back in, and that is mimimino. Okay. But as I said, I don't think that Rashi actually says that. Okay, so that's step one. Step two. Okay, we got to move a little bit here. Otherwise, we'll have to finish up on something next Sunday. The Gemara now did something funny, okay? And we said this when we read the Gemara the first time, and we'll say it again. The Mishnah says that if you have min b'shein omina, you have sor shel sa'orim and isa shel chitim. So if it's no same time, it doesn't matter whether you have mea v'yachad or not, it's aser. If it's not no same time, whether you have 101 or not, it's mutter. What does that mean? Whether you have 101 or not, it's mutter.
Two meanings.
What's that?
Either means less than 100, it's always, it's, there's no time, it's mutter, or it's up, down to 60.
Well, okay, but what it means to us, it means that it doesn't matter how much you have. Let's assume you have a roll of a head there. It's not no same time, it's mutter. That's what I would have said. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that. The Gemara assumes that, of course, Even though it's not usher midin meduma, midin truma, to make the show mimenu, the Gemara assumes that presumably there's still some absolute shear below which you may not go. In other words, and now, despite the fact that what? Despite the fact that you're dealing in a case where there isn't what? There's no tam. Now that assumption is what underlies Rashi's shita on the bottom of Tzadi Chesam and Aleph. Rashi writes there beferish that the kfela, tasting it, doesn't help if you don't have shishim. Kfela is only more than shishim, and you want to know that there's no tam there. But it, once you don't have shishim, kfela doesn't help you. Why? Because if you don't have shishim, the issur is not bata. The Gemara, now, that notion that when you have no tam, there's still a floor below which you can't go, and the floor isn't rov, and the floor isn't kezayis bechdei achilas pras, that notion is really what's embodied in the Gemara here.
Where does the Gemara get that from? Meaning,
the Gemara,
I know we know that, but like...
So Rashi assumes the Gemara took it.
It's not a theory of
the Gemara. Rashi assumes that it was axiological for the Gemara. Okay, I got that word in. Any of the Gush people, you happy now? Okay, okay. It's
theological. That's the one to use.
Only if you know what it means and use it in the appropriate place. Okay. I meant axiological. It's probably axiomatic, but it doesn't matter. I don't know what the difference between the two of them is.
No, he's ontological, and then we got to...
Okay, so the bottom line is that Rashi assumes that the Gemara knew that there was an absolute floor, and therefore the Mishnah must accept that there's a floor. And what do you know from the Mishnah? What is that floor not? It's not Mea. It's less than Mea.
Rove?
Well, no, but the Gemara obviously assumes there is a floor which isn't Rov either, which is why it's Medayik, it must be Shishim, because it can't be Mea, and right now we only know of two opinions, Mea and Shishim, we don't know of any other opinion, so it's not that... let's leave that out, because it's Min Bimino, and therefore that's a highly questionable... Oh, I'm sorry, I take it back. If the Gemara had said, because I have the Achilas Pras, that would have been one thing, but why? Because that's kazayas b'chinas pras is an effect mamash or shalissa, where you can eat a kazayas of the issa wherever it is b'chinas pras. Once it's less than a kazayas b'chinas pras, you can't call that mamash or shalissa anymore. And then when you talk about a number, you're talking about an absolute number, even though it doesn't correlate to anything. Now, kazayas b'chinas pras correlates to something. Ta'am correlates to something. Shishim, when there's no ta'am, correlates to nothing except for its own new axiomatic, you know, it's new shear. Now, one second. So the question is, why does the Gemara assume, when the Mishnah says, even if you don't have Mea, that there's a lower floor? Maybe the Mishnah assumes there is no floor until you get to, let's say, Rove, to keep it simple. So Rashi says, because the Gemara takes it as a given, takes it as an axiom, that there is such a floor. And now the only question is, what is that floor? No. What's that? No, we don't know. It could be halacha moshim mi Sinai, like all the shirim, like Rashi said earlier. But Rashi actually did say that. If you want a makor, Rashi on Sadi in the Mishnah had this idea of gemiri de b'hachi misharina, that the shirim are halacha moshim mi Sinai. The point is what my point, Jeremy, is that from the fact that the Gemara makes the diok, Rashi takes as a given that the Gemara had such a principle. Otherwise, why would you read the Mishnah that way? The question is, why does the Gemara read the Mishnah that way? Rashi says, because the Gemara knows that there's such a thing as a floor shear, and the only question is, what is it? You have to understand that's what Rashi is doing to understand how Tosus is responding. But that's what Rashi assumes on the bottom of Tzadi Chesam and Aleph. When Rashi writes, if you look back to Tzadi Chesam and Aleph for just a moment, five lines from the bottom of the page, Rashi writes three words from the end of the line. V'chilo yoyev taima be'inam shishim levatulei kid lekaman dekatani ein bohem beno seintam. Be'in shiyesh lahalos mutter damrinan ein bohem lahalos bekuf me'e ve'echad ela b'may la b'shishim. Alma ki lo yoyev taima nami be'inam shishim lamar u'me'e lamar. And as you see from that Gemara, they assume that there's a threshold that you can't go below. The Gemara is trying to prove the threshold obviously is not me'a, and therefore the default now becomes shishim, because that's the only opinion we know. If you formulate it this way, that Rashi assumes that the Gemara reads the Mishnah because it knows that there's an axiom, now you understand what Tosus says. V'im tomar, the bottom Tosus. Somebody else who volunteered to read? Who else volunteered? Somebody before? Avi?
Avi.
How do you know? Why would it be batel in this case when the Mishnah says ein ba menor sein tam? Why is it batel? How do we know that it's ein ba menor sein tam? Obviously, we fed it to a kohen. It's a truma.
So Tosa says, if you fed it to a kohen, mafilu.
Now, so Tosa said, this is the kasha that motivated Rashi. Why do we assume that it's that there's a flaw? If the kohen tasted it and it's not there, it's not there. Who cares what there is? Shishim, no shishim. Why does the Gemara assume that the Mishnah has in mind a flaw? We would have read the Mishnah without a flaw.
So that's what Tosas continues.
Not the way Rashi says earlier that you need require shishim no matter what.
Avo b'stama. Or shishim levadla na t'stam.
Why is there a floor?
The question of Tosis is why does the Gemara assume if there really is no floor, if the Kohen had to have tasted it in order for us to know that it's mutter, in order for be able to say that Ein Bohem and O Saint Tom, if the Kohen had to be able to have tasted it, so if he didn't taste anything, what difference does it make? Why does Shisha matter? No, I think here mea v'yachad is lav dafka. I think you mean shishim or mea. I think he just picks it because the next line, but I don't think it really matters.
Well, I mean, what
look at Tosas's answer. Go ahead.
Okay. In Bahambino Sintam, Mutter, the Sulo, the Shapir Yadinan, the Avin,
Abain Yeshla Lahalas Mea Ve'echad,
Abain Yeshla Lahalas Mea Ve'echad, Ubain Elo Lahalas Mea Ve'echad, the Aresha Kaya, Elo Lahaki, Hadar Tana, the Ashmeinan, the Batsir Mea Ve'echad.
That's what Tosas is answering. In other words, Tosas says the reason why the Gemara assumes that there is a shear is not because it's an axiomatic assumption that even when there's no tam, there's still a shear. No, it's only from the extra lashon in the Mishnah, from the fact that the Mishnah keeps going over the mea v'echad, whether there is mea v'echad or there isn't mea v'echad, over and over suggests that the Mishnah is trying to hammer home that even though mea v'echad doesn't matter, there is a number which does matter.
How did we see that? Like, is Drash Chazal?
Well, all right, so you're right that the Tosis is claiming the Gemara is darshaning the Mishnah. You do have such a thing, the notion of verbose language in the Mishnah sometimes to drive a point home. This is a little unusual, but before we talk about that, if there's anything to say, Jeremy, you see from Tosis' answer what his question was, right? In other words, it's Diyek Mi Mishnah Yisera. The fact that there's a floor of Shishim, the fact is not because the Gemara assumes that there really is such a din, is that the Mishnah was suggesting to you that even though we don't have the Mea V'Echad, even though we don't have Mea V'Echad, there is a shear that is typically used for Nesin Astam. It's a little bit dachuk, but Tosus is claiming that the only reason why the Gemara assumes that there is a lesser shear, which ordinarily Bistama would have to be met, is because the Mishnah is so verbose. Not because there actually is such a din. It's only Mistama that you need Shishim. Josh?
Why aren't we just saying, why can't we say the opposite? Like, we're reading that from the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says that whether or not you have Mea, then in certain cases, when there is Tom, it's completely us. Oh, so why don't we say, oh, the Mishnah's verbose, maybe there's a ceiling, that maybe at 200. I'm saying, like, why can't you ask the same thing about the other side?
No, in the ratio you needed that expression. I mean, With that, you know, now when I were playing and I'm playing a game, you know, so we turn this into a pasuk, and now I'm going to explain to. I'll say I did the tana sefer tana resha, right? So you ask me, how do you know what I mean? Medayik from the sefer, medayik from the resha. I can't answer that question. Rashi's approach in the Gemara makes more sense than Tosfos. The problem is it's against sort of everything else, right? Because the notion of a magical number, like the piece right before our sugya on Sadi Chesam and Aleph. It doesn't sound, you know, when they're fumfering with numbers, 43, 45, 47, it doesn't sound like there is such a thing of an automatic number which you need in order to be mevatel things, and without which you can't. It sounds like that the number is really tied to tam, and different people are playing with different things, and depending on the Chomer Isser, maybe, you know, we're not going to worry, we're not going to be machar as much, but the idea that you have an absolute shear which you can't go below, I mean... let's put it this way. It runs against all the Mishnayos. It runs against all the Mishnayos that say Beno Sein Tam, with no qualification. So I think Rashi's reading of the Gemara is a simpler reading than Tosos. Tosos is forced into it because he feels the question of Svara and the question of all the Mishnayos is so overwhelming that the Gemara cannot possibly mean what it sounds like it's saying. Alec?
Can I ask a question which is, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit off topic, but it's really starting to bother me. Even if Truma gets mixed in, 1 in 200, 1 in 500, it's still a Davar Sheyesh Lamatira, because you can sell it to a Kohen. Generally, we say buy a Davar Sheyesh Lamatira.
So don't ask the question, and obviously, I know that you haven't yet gotten through Kuf Beis, because when you get through Kuf Beis, which we'll do tomorrow in your Adaya, so we'll effectively address that question. There was a much better question you could ask than that. That's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lamatira because there's Hefsed involved. The much better question is, why can't you go and undo? Why don't you go do She'ela L'Chacham and undo the Truma? There's a din that you can Mishol Ala Truma just like you Mishol on a Neder. And a Neder, one of the classic sugyas of Davar Sheyesh, I mean, one of the classic cases of Davar Sheyesh Lamatira is a Neder. So you can go get Heter for it. So why not do that for Truma as well? That's a better question than the one you're asking. I mean, it's not selling to a Kohen, you're going to lose money in doing so. That's not Davar Sheyesh Lamatira.
Why are you
going to
lose money?
Because Truma is worth less than Hulin. What?
You got one shot.
No, but that's not the dinner. The dinner is you can be Shalal Truma.
Can you be
Shalal
Truma Shanizarva Bechulin?
Why not? You do it where you're Shalal Be'ezem Makam Basher Husham. That's all. All right, so anyway, so let's come back to this now. But more on that tomorrow. Okay, so now the last question. Yeah, I'm sorry, are you?
Either way, whether you learn the fact that there's a floor of Shishin, despite whether it's Mashiach or not, either whether you learn it as a din like Rashi or because of the words that the Mishnah uses, either way there is a set Shishin.
No. So the other piece, the Chasser min HaTosfos that
right.
We didn't spell out. No, but then you'll say it leaves them back in the same place. So Tosfos is saying that it's not that what the Gemara is being medayik from it is bistama. In other words, the Mishnah is being meramis to you. In other words, the Mishnah says that when it comes to Mimishen Omino, we don't have a shear of Me'ah, or Me'ah Ve'echad, but we don't have a shear of Me'ah Ve'echad, but mistama, but min hastam, not in our case, not in the case of the Mishnah, Eima min hasein tam. But in other words, by Mimishen Omino, we never worry about Me'ah. That's what the Mishnah just said. That's B'yesh bo min hasein tam, bein shir shlahalos, bein shlahalos is asr. Eima min hasein tam, bein shir shlahalos. But the reason why the Mishnah keeps going over Me'ah is to tell you that while it's true in this case, it doesn't matter what you have, if there's no hasein tam, it's mutter, you should realize there is a number which min hastam would be used, you know, unless you know otherwise about the tam. That's how Tosis is reading. That's the Gemara's deal from the Mishnah. And not that, in the case of the Mishnah, where there's no Saint Tom, that you need Shishim. But rather, from the Mishnah, you can tell, in a situation where you don't know about the Tom, there is another Shear. Is it a stretch?
No.
A big one, yes. But that's what Tosis is doing. That's how he's solving the problem. So the Gemara is not creating this absolute Shear of Shishim as a din, as much as a rule of thumb. Okay. Now, the hardest part still to come, is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos how to read the Gemara. It's actually quite simple. The Machlokas, without any major ramifications, except for, there might be theoretically an Afkamina Halacha L'Maisa, Can anybody tell me what the nafkamina is halacha lemaisa? According between Rashi and Tosfos, yes.
If it gets cooked partially or not, but that there's no mishnas tam.
No. Jeremy.
101 versus
900. Where? When? No. By chimutz. The nafkamina would be by min bimino of chimutz. Do you require 100 plus 1 or 101 plus 1? That would be the nafkamina. Assuming, of course. Now that would, but whose shita would that have to be? It's not a nafkamina al chalamaisa. What shita do you have to hold, mea or shishim, in order to arrive at that conclusion?
Gee.
Within the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara, who adopts the position that se'or requires 102 total? Which shita? The man damar chali tsun shavatar mea or chali tsun shavatar b'shishim? Who says 102? Who says 101? What's that? Who says mea says what? Mea says 102. 60 says 101, or could say 101. He has no reason to twist the mission according to Rashi. But if we paskin that chali tsun shavatar Torah or mea, which we don't, but if we did, then there would be an afkamina between Rashi and Tosus whether or not. When you want to be mevatel the guf, not the tam, the guf of seor, whether you need mea or mea viyachad, that would be the nafkamina. It's pretty obscure. We don't paskin that way, so it's not an issue. What's of more interest is simply how they read the Gemara, and this is a classic tosos that sort of forces you to read the Gemara, because if you don't read the Gemara carefully, you won't understand a word of what Tosos is saying. But first, Rashi. How does Rashi understand the Gemara? So we discussed Rashi already. So let me recap. Rashi, for you, just a moment. The Gemara asks the kasha we understand, right? The Mishnah says that whether or not you have mea viyachad, and right now we read that to mean mea viyachad including the iser, or whether you have less than mea viyachad, meaning there's echad of iser and less than mea of heter of chulin. Either way, if there's no nesinas tam, it's mutter. So the Gemara is medayik from that. You see that stam isur and shabbatorah are not b'mea, because when we say stam isur and shabbatorah are b'mea, what do we think that means? We think it means 100 plus 1, just as we assume that Stam Yisurim Shabbatar B'Shishim means Shishim plus 1. Okay? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So what is the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says like this. Ela B'mai La B'Shishim. So the Gemara says Lo B'Meya. Nope. You know what we're talking about? So when we say Bein She'esh B'Am La'as B'Meya V'Echad Bein She'ein L'Hem La'as B'Meya V'Echad, means whether or not you have 101 of heter, or you don't have 101 of heter, it's still going to be mutter. Provided that, now, the Gemara says, and provided that you have what? 100 of heter. When the Gemara says, lo b'meya, yeah, the Mishnah that said, bein she'en l'has me'em echad, whether you have 101 or you don't have 101, that meant whether you have 102 or you don't have 102, 101 plus 1. So what do you need? Instead, you only need 100 plus 1. Now, is that a plausible reading of this Mishnah, of the Sefer of the Mishnah on its own? Yes, but there's only one little problem. You know the Reish of the Mishnah. And what does the Reish of the Mishnah say? That in order to be Mevatel, Min Bimino, what do you require? You require two things. No Tam, and Me'a V'Yachad. Now, when we're Mevatel, Truma B'Me'a V'Yachad, what does that mean? No, that's not what it means throughout the rest of the Shnayis Trumos. It's 100 plus 1. How do you know that? Because it's learned from Esmikdash El Mimenu. And that's 1 plus 99 is no good. 1 plus 100 is good. So that's what the Gemara turns around and says, V'hamid d'reisha b'meya have sefer b'shishim. You can't say that. Because if you say that right now the Gemara assumes, as a davar pashut, that the reisha, when it says me'a v'yachad, means me'a v'yachad total. So if you're saying that when it comes to min b'mino, remember, we're more machmir where? Min b'mino, min b'sheno mino. We're more machmir, min b'mino, the reisha. So the din there is, what do you require? If there's no nesinas tam, what do you require in the reisha? Me'a v'echad total. Now let's read the sefer the way the Gemara just gave the teretz, which is lo b'me'a. We just, the sefer reads as follows. When it comes to min b'sheno mino, as long as there's no sein tam, whether you have 102 or you don't have 102, it's mutter. But you do need 101. Well, that means the seifa is identical to the ratio. There's no difference between mim amino, mim shein amino. So the Gemara says that what would the difference be? That's hamid. The ratio b'meya have a seifa b'shishim. Seifa can't be b'meya. It's got to be something more kal than the ratio. So then the Gemara says, no, you know what? Reisha, so the Gemara says, Reisha v'seifa b'meya, question mark. So the Gemara says, lo, Reisha b'meya v'chad v'seifa b'meya. The way Rashi reads this is, the Reisha is 101 plus 1, the Seifa is 100 plus 1, and the Seifa says that you don't need 102, you only need 101. Kol Yisurin Shebetara b'meya. So then the Gemara, now, what is the Chiddush? Which is the Chiddush? Well, so then the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks the question, and he didn't know the answer, but the answer is eventually given. What was the question? The question was, why do you need 101? Why do you need 101 plus 1 in the ratio? In other words, if you already have 101, no, it's slightly differently. If you already have 101 in the ratio, just can, because if it means 102 total, just because it can be mechametz, why should it be usser? And you're scratching your head. You don't even understand the Gemara's question. What do you mean? If it's mechametz, the whole point of the ratio was, doesn't matter how much there is, it's usser. In fact, even by the seifa, it's true. So Rashi has to be dochek in this question, and Rashi says, what? Rashi says, the last line, in uparachinan. This is just how ready to be the Gemara. Rashi says, v'chi'ika de'yahiv taima kulehai. The Gemara couldn't believe that anything, anyone could possibly be give tam if you had 101 of heter kenegdo. Now, it's a little bit of a strange question from Rashi's perspective. Why? 100 plus 1, of course one could give tam. 101 plus 1, forget it. It's like, you know, ein adome, you know, shona pirko, you know, mea pamam, you know, lemea v'yachad. Okay, some people think that means it's a magical number, 101. It's not a magical number. It just means every additional time. But anyway, I know in the popular view it means 101 is special over 100. So what is the Gemara's questions? So I mean, Rashi, you have to just say there's a line at some point, and the Gemara couldn't believe that 100 versus 101, you know, could be flavored by anything. And what's the Gemara's answer in the end? Sa'or shani sa'or dechimutzo kasha. Sa'or is a very powerful flavor. So sa'or can even get 101. Now,
if you,
what's that?
It means 101 but not 102, or does that mean?
That's the strange thing. In other words, the whole point is we've said that we're not talking about tam, right? Because it wasn't kedei. Well, we are. In other words, kedei lechametz is even if you had more than that. That's what's difficult. So maybe the answer of the Gemara is, that's all pella. It's like they were more machmir by the bitul min domino of Sa'or to require automatically 101, not 100, just because Sa'or, when it does give flavor, is a very powerful flavor. That's sort of like what it's saying. It's a stretch. But a note in reading the Gemara, does the question of the Gemara flow from what preceded it? According to Rashi, the chiyesh bo kidei lechametz, b'bei avachar amai lo batil, yes, it does. In other words, the last line of the Gemara, look carefully, the Gemara said, Reisha b'meya v'chad, v'seifa b'meya. Which of those two is the Chiddush? In terms of interpreting the Mishnah and what the words mean, which of those two pieces is the Chiddush? That the Reisha is b'meya v'chad, or that the Seifa is b'meya? That the Reisha, because what does b'meya v'chad mean according to Rashi? 102. So that was the Chiddush. In other words, in the Teretz that the Gemara gave, the Chiddush was that the ratio was the Me'a V'yachad. That it was 102. 101 plus 1. So that's why the Gemara turns around and says, V'chi yesh b'go k'dei l'chametz, b'me'a v'chad amai lo batil. It sounds like, in other words, the ratio was the Chiddush, which is Me'a V'chad. And so the Gemara's question of Me'a V'chad, according to Rashi, is a response to what we said until now. Okay, you still have to buy into that difficult problem of why, of course, it can flavor Me'ah, but it can't flavor Me'ah V'yachad. But okay, if you buy that, the Gemara was just Mechadesh how to interpret the Reisha, and now the Gemara asks a question on that Chiddush. However, Tosfos has a completely different reading of the Gemara. How does Tosfos read? We're going to probably go till our max time today. Okay, I'm not going to go past 2:45, but I'm in for somebody who must leave because they have something, so you'll go, but I want to try to see if we can get through Tosfos. I'll read. Perish Bakuntris. And this, by the way, I should emphasize, if you can't work through this Tosfos, then you can't read Gemara. You can't read how Rishon or read a Shaka and Tari of the Gemara. It is a difficult Tosfos, I'll admit. Perish Bakuntris. Vahachi Ka'amar. Ein Bohem. This is the Gemara's original question. Ein Bohem Lahalos B'me'a V'yechod Shel Heter Ela Me'a Shel Heter Levad Ha'isur Mutar. When the Gemara said, what was it, batalin? If it's not batal b'am v'echad, what is it, batalin? Mea. So Rashi says, mea means mea plus the iser. Mea plus the iser. And when the Mishnah said, bein sheyeshel lahalos b'mea v'echad, bein shahalos b'mea v'echad, it meant 102 total. Uparich, the Nad, the Gemara asked the Kasha, v'hamid the reisha min b'mino, shahata holich bo kol shal lahachmir. But how can that be? If the Reisha, where we're machmir, says afilu hachi batil b'meya, and now right now, the Gemara, according to Rashi, assumes that the Reisha, now the Reisha and the Seifa used the same language or different language? It used the identical language. So if now the Gemara has explained the Seifa, the Gemara has now explained that when the Seifa says meya, ve'echad, what does it really mean? 102. What's the Gemara? 102 is mutter, 101 is aser. What is the Gemara's kasha? That the Reisha says that 101 is aser. So there's no difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. There's no difference between Mimimino and Mimshenomino. So now Satosha says, according to Rashi, the Gemara now asks, Uparech, Vahad mid the Reisha, Mimimino, Shatoch, Voshalach, Melchi, Lachi, Bata, Bamea, Ki Lekano, same time, the Katani, Ein Balam, Lahalos, Bain Einbo, Kide Lahachmitz, Bein Einbo, Kedei Lahachmitz is Asur. The Salka Daitach of the question of the Makshin of the Gemara, Mea Ve'echad of the Reisha means Bahadei Isur Ka'amar. So Alma B'Mea Batil. So Michlal, you see what? You see that in the Seifa, when it says bein she'ein lo lahalos me'echad bein she'yish mahalos me'echad, what does that mean? It means even though you don't have 101 total, you only have 100 total. You see that must be what the seifa means, and therefore it must be mechlal the seifa b'shishim dechuluk ze beinehem. And what is the chiluk? The chiluk zeh beinehem. This is the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa, between mim b'mino and mishen b'mino. The zeh eino tzarech kof echad kishenu sein tam. That's the Seifa. The zeh tzarech. So that's how Rashi explains. He explains that the havamin of the Gemara was that the first question of the Gemara was that the Seifa says mei avi echad, and that means mei avi echad with the iser. And the Gemara's answer is no. That means mei avi echad plus the iser, meaning 102. But 101, it would be batel. In 100, it wouldn't be batel. And that's why Kali Shur and Shabbat Torah B'meah. But then the Gemara turns around and asks the Kasha, you're saying that the Seifa, when it says B'meah fi Echad, means 102, but the Reisha says that Isser Truma is batel B'meah fi Echad, and that it requires B'meah fi Echad, and what does B'meah fi Echad mean there? 101. That was the way Rashi reads the Gemara. And the teretz of the Gemara is, no, the Reisha does mean 102, just like the Seifa. So Tosfos says, v'zeh ha'perush dochot ma'od. Tosfos' problem with Rashi is not the Svara, it's the Shach V'Tarya and what the Makshon was thinking. The Maisal Kadaitach, the Misader Hashas, the person who asked the Kasha, when he said that the Seifa, if I told you that the Seifa B'me'a V'yechad means 102, how are you going to now read the Reisha? 102. It's obvious. The Maisaka Daitach, the Misadir Ashash, Lashon Amishna Mishuna, Seifa Me Reisha. The Chevan Shapiresh, once the Tartzan answered the first Kasha, that Kuf Aleph, the Seifa, Hainu Mea Ve'echad Shal Heter, plus the Yisr, Lama Lo Yeh Mea Ve'echad, the Reisha, the Bimimino, Mea Ve'echad Shal Heter, Kemosha the Tartz, the Besof, Velo Hayelo Litos Bekach. Should never have made that error.
It's also here.
No, he's just commenting that it's the Masada Sugya. This is the terminology Tosas uses, but here there's no relevance to the fact. It's not an issue of understanding the Amoraim. It's just a dialogue of the Makshan and the Tartzan. That's all. There's no significance. The Masada Rashas.
What's the Tosas?
Because what do you mean the Tosas? The first Kasha? Yeah, because in other words, the first answer the Gemara is the Seifa says Me'aviyachad means 101 plus 1. The Gemara turns around and asks the Kasha, but what about the Resha that says 101 and it means 100 plus 1? The answer is the Resha means 101 plus 1. Why did Tosas says that the Makshan should have realized what the Teretz was? Because it's the exact same language in the Resha and the Seifa. Once the original Tartzan said that the Seifa means Me'av Echad 101 plus 1, he should have realized that the Resha also means the same thing. And that's all. That's the answer in the end anyway. So, right. In other words, once you're willing to buy that 101 on its own could be 101 plus 1, obviously the original Tartzan is reading the Resha the same way. And again, if the Gemara had given a different teretz, it wouldn't have been a kasha. But since the Gemara's teretz ultimately is that the Resha is 102, just like the Seifa, so why do you have to go through this whole shakla v'tarya? I'm going to skip the next line. Because there may be problems in this gear. So I want to now go to see how Tosas reads the Gemara. Venira. It's about seven lines down from the V.O.D.
Is that line referring to the fact that we never find 102 with regards to
the Then let's leave out the middle for now. Okay, if we have time, or if you want to nudge me about it, you know, at some later point, we can deal with that. So Venira, Lefarish, Tosus wants to explain the Gemara completely differently. The answer of the Gemara is Lo B'nea. Klomar Me'ama Iser. That's the Pshat answer in the Gemara. Now, as you think it's Shishim, the answer is no. You're right. The Seifa, you don't need Me'av Yachad including the Yisr. You need Me'a including the Yisr. Now, there's a part that Tosus doesn't say here, which is the man norma that says Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah is B'me'a. What does that mean? Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah B'Shishim, Koshim, what is the sheet that says B'me'a? That's what we assume. Tosus doesn't say explicitly, but I believe Tosus is saying now, without spelling it out, that the Gemara is assuming that the mandamar that says Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah B'me'a means 99 plus 1.
Including this.
Including this. He doesn't spell that point out, that the Gemara has now reinterpreted the whole mandamar. But that's what he's saying. And that's what Tosus is saying. The answer to the Gemara of Lo B'me'a is not just, it's not about reading this Mishnah, because that's the obvious read in the Mishnah, not Me'av Yachad, but rather when that mandamar said Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah B'me'a, he meant B'me'a including the Yisur. What's that?
Then Shishim would be 59 plus 1 and you only hold that by
5. Or maybe the Mandarma Shishim does it differently. I don't know.
I agree. Very surprising that Shishim would be
59
plus 1
and they so the Pashtus might be that this Sugi, according to Tosas, sounds differently than Shishim B'yach. That does sound like it really is. And maybe you have a contradiction between two Sugyas. Tosas doesn't elaborate. Let's read on. Let's just see what I'm saying.
I just thought it's one big Sugya.
No. I mean from Rabbi Hanina, from Achi Bar Abba, and from Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. That's where this sugya starts.
Yeah, that's where this sugya starts.
This sugya works throughout. Me'a and Shishim could be including the Yisr. You can't tell. It's the sugyas that precede it that assume it's Shishim. L'chal is a previous sugya. Remember,
with
separate sugya. In other words, up until the bottom of Tzadi Chesem and Aleph is a separate, and we know that because the bottom of Tzadi Chesem and Aleph really belong, our sugya belongs earlier. It's earlier material, but it seems like it's the Eretz Yisrael material that triggers a whole different thing. So now Tosa says, again, Venira Lefarish, Lo B'me'a, in quotes. You got to hear, and Jeremy, I saw your Gemara, you did this well. When to read this Tosa, you got to put the lines he quotes on the Gemara that he's Mefarish in quotes. Otherwise, it's going to confuse you. So you put quotes around the words Lo B'me'a. That's the words of the Gemara. When the Gemara initially says Lo B'me'a, Kolomar Me'a Im Ha'Isur. That means 99 plus 1. V'hamaksha Salkadaite. The Maksha didn't understand what his answer was. Because he couldn't believe you'd say 99 plus 1. That would undermine your whole thing. He didn't understand what the Tartzan had said in the first place. So he thought it meant 100 plus 1. So from the fact that the Resha must be me'ah ve'echad, and the Sefer says you don't need me'ah ve'echad. From the fact that the Reisha says me'ah ve'echad, the Sefer means you don't need me'ah plus one. Now, the original Tartzan didn't say you need a me'ah plus one. What did he say? He said that you need a tesha v'tesha plus one, but the Makshan didn't understand that. The e bekuf aleph, so from that you know that the sefer must be referring to shishim. The e bekuf aleph, my chumra b'mimimino mimishenu mino, the tervai bekuf aleph shall heta batli b'pachos lo batli. That's just spelling it out. Well, Mishani, the answer of the Gemara is no. When the Gemara says reisha lo, reisha b'meah v'chad v'sefer b'meah, how did Rashi understand that? 102 and 101. Tosa says no, Mishani, the Tartzan responds, no, you didn't understand me. The reisha boy kuf aleph ma'aser v'sefer me'ah ma'aser ve'ein bo lahalos b'kuf echad the reisha v'sefer have a perusha kuf aleph ma'aser throughout. Now, so Tosa says that the teretz of the Gemara is no. The Sefer says that you don't need 100 of Heter, you need 99 of Heter. So the Tosus doesn't explain anything further, but I believe that Tosus understands that the entire din of Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah B'meah means including V'yisur. Second point, and this is the subtle point in Tosus. What's that? They mean the same thing, and they mean 100 plus 1. And the fact that by Mimbishen Amino you don't need 100 plus 1, what do you need? 99 plus 1. Shishim isn't enough. Bain Shiyesh Valhals B'meah Ve'echad Ben Shas Me'echad is mutter, provided that you do have 99. You don't need 100, you do need 99. So this way...
Total.
Total. No, 100 total. 99 plus 1. The Mishnah said 100 plus 1 is not needed, but you need 99 plus 1. In the ratio, you need 100 plus 1. In the Sefer, you only need 99 plus 1. Now, the last piece in Tosfos, the tricky part, one more tricky part, is the following. The Gemara, what was the Gemara's teretz? Lo, reisha, but look in the words of the Gemara, the eighth line. Lo, reisha b'meah v'chad v'seifa b'meah. According to Rashi, which was the chiddush of those two parts? Me'ah v'chad or me'ah? According to Rashi. Me'ah v'chad. According to Tosis, which is the chiddush? Me'ah is the chiddush, that it's only 99 plus 1. Now look at the Gemara's next question. V'chi yesh bo kedei l'chametz b'meah v'chad. Amaylo batel. According to Rashi, I understand why whatever the question is, you've just reinterpreted what me'ah v'chad means for us. So the Gemara asks Akasha now, if that's what me'ah v'chad means, how can you say this? But according to Tosfos, has anything changed in our understanding of me'ah v'chad? No, that's how we read me'ah v'chad all along. So why does the Gemara turn around all of a sudden and ask the question here? Couldn't this question, whatever it means, couldn't this question have been asked earlier, directly on the Mishnah? So Tosra says, "The hod deparech in quotes the chiyesh bo lahachmitz b'me'ah v'chad amaylo botli close quote milsa bi'ape nafshehi v'lav amay demishani koi." It's not. It's a new question. It's on the Mishnah, in effect. It's not on what the Gemara just said. It's nothing to do with what the Gemara just said. It's going back. It's an independent question. Why is it that we require? Is there anything? What's that?
Why is that question?
Because once we quoted the Mishnah, and we discussed the Mishnah and the relevance in our sugya, by the way, here's a question on the Mishnah. And then that's what the Gemara answers. Umishum the chimutz ein bo nesinas tam gomer kishar nesinas tam kasha le'an amay lo batu b'meh ve'echad de lo avet kemo hamada de chala b'yalma. In other words, Tosa says, this is really Dabra Maimid. Dabra Maimid's the Rabbanon. So once you have me'ah v'yechad, just because it's machmitz the Isa, why should we be machmir? That's not real tam. That was the Gemara's kasha. It's nothing to do with our sugya. It's a kasha on the Mishnah. Why were the chachamim machmir and machmitz? So that's what he goes on to say, that umishani, the last line in Tosfos, se'or shani dichimutza kasha. Nope, se'or somehow is a powerful flavoring agent. It's a very powerful taste you have. It's a very radical transformation. I don't know, different than cheese, but and therefore we'll machmer on it. I know, but the dough isn't. I mean, and the cheese isn't so different than the milk. Tosus says the Gemara's kasha is comparing it to gvina. That we're not so machmer by gvina, so we shouldn't be so machmer by machmitz because they're both davar minded. And the answer is shani sardi chimutzo kasha. Cheese, renin is also chimutzo kasha in quotes. right, I don't. So that's a problem of what the key point I want to emphasize here is, regardless of not exactly understand the Gemara's teretz and even the kasha, Tosfos, by explaining the sugya and doing away with certain problems, is forced to realize that the question at the end is not a question on what we just discussed. The truth is, according to Rashi, what is the key word according to Rashi that would suggest there's a word that's ambiguous? It's a key line. There's a phrase that's missing, and there's a word that's substituted. The word that's substituted is v'chi. V'chi is a little bit gray. There are two words that could have given everything away that would have made Rashi absolutely correct. What are those two words? The transitional words that Rishonim pick up on all the time, and sometimes they erase them from the girsa. What are they? Thank you. I-hachi. There are many machlokas and shas that are based around these two words, and the decision Ella? To erase them or not. What?
Ella
and ihachi. Ihachi is second place. Okay? Ihachi, frequently, the Rishonim will argue whether the word should be there because it marks a transition, potentially a transition, not a transition of sugya. Does the question depend upon the shakl of attire that just came? When you have an ihachi, you have to be able to explain the question in a way that if it weren't for the ukimta that the Gemara has just made, then you wouldn't have this question. It's only because of what you just said. Ihachi, if what you just said is true, then the following is a question. It must be that if you hadn't just said what you just said, it wouldn't be a question. So when you're trying to interpret what the question of the Gemara is, that's essential. But anyway, the Machlokas and Rashi and Tosfos would boil down to, according to the Maskana of this man da Amar, so there's another Nafkamina, by the way. Now we have two Nafkaminas. Number one, if you hold both of them only if you hold man da Amar Mea. Number one, how much do you require when you have chametz that or that falls into truma, and it's not mechametz the isa? How much do you require to be mevatel the sa? According to Tosfos, it would only be mea heter plus the one of saor. According to Rashi, it would be mea viachad. The second afkamina would be lemaisa. According to the manda amar b'mea, what does mea mean? Does mea mean 100 plus 1, or does it mean 99 plus 1? Rashi says it means 100 plus 1, which, at least ironically, according to Rashi, both sugyas read together nicely. Whereas according to Tosfos, this sugya reads differently than the earlier parts, you know, in Sadi Zayin and Beis and Sadi Ches, because according to our sugya, according to the Manda Amar B'Meya, means Meya, including the Chad, whereas according to, which case it almost has to be that Shishim is Shishim, including the Chad, and we don't accept that except for by Kichal. Okay. Ben, you could stop it. Here on Sunday, I'm going to try to hazard this.